All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, a break from what we got going on. And look, it's simple. Quarterbacks, performance, over-unders. Sully will spin around the league. What do you got?
Yes, there's 32 of these. One for each team. We'll highlight it here. First, let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. Over under 110 rushing attempts for Kyler Murray this season.
Under. Kyler's a pocket passer with the ability to run, the ability to extend plays, the ability to roll out and throw on the run. I don't think he's a pure runner like Lamar Jackson, and I've never thought that was fair to Kyler Murray. And Cliff Kingsbury's system, he will run, but he is going to get that ball out quick because that offensive line is an atrocity.
Finito.
All right, Falcons, over under 4,700 passing yards for Matt Ryan this season.
Under. I think they want to run the football. I think Devontae Freeman's finally healthy. The offensive line is beefed up. And certainly, they're going to be a vertical passing attack based off of play action. But if they have their way, they're going to want to run the football. I will go under there. 5,000 yards, 4,800 yards. Man, you're asking a ton. You got to ask a quarterback to go out and average 320 yards a game. And I just don't think that's Matt Ryan. Under.
Double box.
Ravens, another rushing one here. Be interesting to see how their offense works this year with Lamar Jackson. Over under 150 rushing attempts for Lamar Jackson. Carry the ball 150 times.
I'll say over. I just don't think there's another way for Lamar Jackson. And unlike Kyler, Lamar is not a polished passer. Part of his allure is his legs. And I think if they really want to make this thing fly and be as explosive as they do, he's got to be a part of it. I'll say over, even though I think it's a surefire way to get him killed.
This one's interesting. Over under 30 total touchdowns for Cam Newton.
I'll go over. I don't think it'll mean he has a great year. I still don't trust him, but I could see 30 touchdowns between his feet and his arm. Curtis Samuels, Greg Olsen back healthy, CMC. They went out and got DJ Moore. I think the weapons are there. I think he's always good for 3, 4, 5 touchdowns on the ground. 25 in the air is not a big ask. I'll say over.
Baker Mayfield, your boy.
Over.
32 passing touchdowns.
Over. What did he have, 30 last year? Over.
Yep.
I mean, give me a break. The kid walked in the door and had a big day. They got Odell Beckham Jr. They got Jarvis Landry. They've got David Njoku. And they've got a rushing attack with Nick Chubb. I also think they've got the ability now to run the whole playbook now that it's year one to year two. I expect greatness from Baker Mayfield. So, no, I'm not calling for 40, but I could see him have 32, 33 TD. Sure.
It's sack time!
25 passing touchdowns for Prescott.
Wow.
He's maxed out at 23 touchdowns.
I'm going to say under. Because I think Zeke had a weird year with touchdowns last year where they only had like 6. A guy like Zeke who gets that many carries inside the 10-yard line, you would expect him to go to 10, 11, 13 touchdowns on the ground. Well, that's going to take away from somebody, right? I'm going to say under. I think Dak will have a nice year. I think Dak is Dak. Dak himself had 6 rushing touchdowns last year. Look, the Cowboys are going to run the football. They're not going to play at some fast pace, even though Kellen Moore is going to be a more aggressive play caller. I just don't think Dak is a polished enough passer to get to that 27-28 touchdown deal.
We might lose to the Browns!
12 starts for Joe Flacco in Denver.
I'll say over. I don't think Drew Lock is anywhere near ready. In the comments coming out of camp, Lock is just, Vic Fangio has blasted him. He doesn't even know where the ball's going. I just don't think Lock's anywhere ready to go, and Flacco's a veteran presence. So, look, defensive-minded coach, conservative coach, wants to run the ball. I just don't see a pathway where Flacco doesn't keep the job for the year.
Okay, 4,000 passing yards for Matt Stafford. 4,000.
Under. I think they're committed to the run. I think they play slow. On average, they take away a possession from the other team a game. They play so slow, they may take away one from themselves. So that, combined with running the ball and conservative and moving the chains, I don't think 4,000 passing yards is in the offing. I think they're more than happy to have Matthew Stafford go for 2.25 every week and just ride it on out. You know, 3,500, 3,600, yeah. 3,700, sure. But I don't think they want Matthew Stafford throwing for 4,000 yards.
Let's combine these next two. Over under 34 total touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers, 34 total touchdowns for Andrew Luck.
I'll say over to both. I think Rodgers is going to have a monstrous year. You know my belief system there. And Andrew Luck, year two off the surgery, year two in Reich's offense. They've added weapons. It's another year of just everybody getting better together. I think it's over for both. I'm very bullish on both those QBs.
We also have 37 total touchdowns for Mahomes.
Total?
Yep, total touchdowns.
I'll go over slightly. I mean, look, the kid's special. The offensive concept is special. And until or unless I see that Tyreek Hill's not playing, the potential for him to approach 40 total touchdowns is there. I'm apt to bet the over.
Now, Phillip Rivers has thrown for at least 4,300 passing yards in each of the past four seasons. The number is 4,200 passing yards for Rivers over under.
Really, really tough here without knowing Melvin Gordon's status. They've got Hunter Henry. He's back. Keenan Allen's healthy. Mike's a tough number. He's getting up there in years. But without Melvin Gordon's status, I would kind of err on the side of more passing. I'd take the over, but very tepid.
So we have, this one's interesting, 28 passing touchdowns. Combination, Jared Goff and Tom Brady. Over under 28 passing touchdowns.
Total?
Sorry, 28 for Brady, 28 for Goff. We're just combining the two.
Brady, I'd take the under. And Goff, due to my concerns about Gurley and the load management, Goff, maybe I'd take the over. Brady, under for sure. I could easily see a year where Brady's incredibly efficient, throws 26 TDs, you know, 7 picks, and they run the holy hell out of the football. Remember, they got Sony Michel, and they just drafted Damian Harris out of Alabama in the third round. They still have James White for the short passing and another 75 carries on the ground. I really think they want to grind the hell out of people. I will go under on Brady. I'll go over on Goff.
Finito.
Giants 13 starts. Under. 13 starts for Eli Manning.
Oh, I mean, hell. You heard John Mara today say he hopes that Eli has a great year and Daniel Jones doesn't see the field. I'm going to say under because I think the pressure is going to be so immense. The booing in that stadium is going to be so uncomfortable. And the team the last 2 years has started 1-6 or worse. I don't know who the Giants are beating. This team's going to be out of it. They're going to demand Daniel Jones get on that field. I will take the under for Eli, despite John Mara's fantasies.
Perfect one to close with. Over under 33 total touchdowns for Carson Wentz and the Eagles.
Over. I think Carson Wentz is captaining the best offense in football, not in Kansas City. I mean, 5 running backs on the depth chart that could play for my team any day of the week. One of the top 3 tight ends in football in Zach Ertz. A diverse wide receiving crew. I love what the Eagles have put together. Howie Roseman does such a good job putting talent around Wentz. And I think Wentz is going to be healthy and he's going to put it all together. I think he's going to have an MVP caliber season in the NFC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.